Good morning, good morning. Kara Bradley here. Welcome to On the Verge, these morning messages bringing you just insights that come to me, insights that bubble up in my journal, insights that I have read about and practiced. And if I can be in any way helpful to you, well, then that makes my heart sing. And today I want to talk to you about stuff and how it weighs us down, how it holds us back, physical stuff, mental stuff, emotional stuff. Who knows what's going to come up from this emergent episode. But first, before I get into it, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Amari Global. Amari Global is the mental wellness company that I work with. We are bringing best-in-class mental wellness products to the world through peer-to-peer networks. So if you are interested in boosting your own mental wellness, mental fitness, mental edge, then take a look at the show notes. Go to karabradley.net/teamflow, and you can learn more about not only these incredible micronutrients, but also how to work with me. We are building a peer-to-peer network that is revolutionary. I have to tell you, it has lit me on fire. All right, back to the show. Let's talk about stuff. Now, what happens when we get rid of stuff? What happens when we hoard stuff? What is going on in the psychology of stuff? And I don't even know if that is a field of study, but it should be. And I want to say this before we go any further, is that I am not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to make you feel bad. I really just want to share my own experience over the last 4 years of unloading, untethering, untangling myself from stuff, and what I've learned about myself, and what I've learned about how stuff can really weigh us down and hold us back from shining fully. So let's start with just a quick review of where I've been, because this will be helpful, hopefully, for you to understand my process. It wasn't overnight. It takes time. So even if you start with a baby step today, that puts things into motion. And I really believe in momentum. You know, we need to take small steps every day that keep us in action and that help us to create long-lasting, sustainable change. And this happens in every aspect of our lives. Today, we just happen to be talking about stuff, and we're going to talk about physical stuff. Now, I have to tell you that I love comedy, and I oftentimes will jump on YouTube and just watch a short clip of some great comic, just to lighten my load, right? Just to make me happy. And so recently I went way back into George Carlin. You know, he talks about stuff a lot, and boy, is he funny. And he said, basically, your house is a pile of stuff with a cover on it. Oh, that made me chuckle out loud. Your house is a pile of stuff with a cover on it. And when we look at it like that, it kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't it? So what happened for us, Brian and I, is that maybe five years ago, we decided we wanted to unload a bit and get rid of the house. We had, you know, traditional suburban house with loads of stuff in it. And the process took about a year to prepare ourselves to go from a house into a small apartment. I mean, not super small, but small enough that we had to get rid of a lot. So the process took about a year, going room by room, drawer by drawer, closet by closet, saying, what do we need? What do we put in storage? And what do we need to get rid of? And it's a practice like anything else. It's a practice, like your yoga practice is a practice of unblocking, unfolding, unleashing energy. And the practice of letting go of stuff and getting rid of stuff is the same. So we went from house to apartment with stuff in storage, like a garage filled with stuff. And then we downsized our storage to a smaller storage. And then when we left the apartment, we had to get a different type of storage that was in a cage that could be transportable because we're no longer living in Pennsylvania. So you know, we've been in this game of dealing with stuff for 5 years, and oh my gosh, it's not easy, but when you downsize, it is so liberating. So we went from apartment to now being houseless. So we don't have a home base, but we have stuff now, just like George Carlin skits when, you know, you have stuff or, you know, everywhere. So we have stuff in a cage in PA, which is mostly just furniture. And then we have some stuff in my mother-in-law, my in-law's house. And that is like our, you know, fragile stuff and books and journals and, you know, winter clothes. And now we're here in a small apartment on Long Island for a month with even less stuff. So I think that, you know, I guess you could say I've become a somewhat expert in dealing with stuff. But I want to tell you a story that happened to me when we first moved from house to apartment. And this was a brand new apartment building. It was spanking new. It was really, really nice. And we took a lot of care in how we placed things and got some new furniture. So it was just a really light gray tone apartment. And it was a Sunday afternoon. And Brian was out, so I had the place to myself. And I wasn't teaching, I wasn't working. I was deliberately not working, which I have to do because I can work all day long. And I was sitting on my couch, looking at a book, and I had this sense come over me, this feeling, this visceral feeling of ease, of peace. I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, what is this? I mean, yeah, I feel relaxed and rested. It's Sunday. I have nothing really to do, and I don't want to just work. I don't want to do anything. And I realized in that moment that I didn't have any house chores. I didn't have the burden of stuff over my head or on my shoulders. I didn't have a garage to clean. I didn't have a closet to clean out. I didn't have, you know, something to fix in the house. And, you know, if you're a homeowner, you know there's always something you could be doing. I didn't have any of that. It was the most bizarre feeling. I almost felt like I was a kid, you know, kids that are unburdened. It's like, oh, I just get to go out and play. Now, I can't say that I live in that all the time, but I remember that vividly because it made me realize how much weight I feel, or more weighted I feel, when burdened with stuff. So I'm encouraging you just to explore your own relationship to stuff, to what are you holding on to? What are you holding on to and why? So Marie Kondo, you know, magical art of tidying up, I think was her book. I read it years ago. I mean, a joyful book, right? It's really fun, a fun, fun book. And she says that when we delve into the reasons for why we can't let go of stuff, of something, we're looking at our attachment to the past and our fear of the future. So there's a lot entangled with stuff. And so like I said before, it's a practice. This is a practice of letting go of our attachment to the past and our fear for the future. And what happens when we release that stuff is that we actually unblock. Just like we would release tension in our shoulders and feel relief and freedom. It happens. I promise you that, because I've been living with it. And I'll tell you that anytime we have to go back into storage, anytime I have to move things, like we just moved our stuff from our 6-month rental in New Hampshire, and we had to deal with stuff, I was like, oh my God, here it is again, the burden of stuff. So I'm not out of it by any stretch. I'm just living in and out of it all the time. So again, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm really, really encouraging you to explore and experiment with what it feels like, the difference in your body mind. What does it feel like to have a clear, uncluttered space? To really do a good letting go in a closet or in a basement or in a garage. What does it feel like? The mental space, the emotional space, the physical lightness when you don't have that much stuff around you. And, you know, what you don't want to do is take on too much too fast, because that becomes stressful. It's the stress of stuff. A little bit at a time. I think Marie Kondo says 15 minutes a day, do something to release the burden of stuff. And those are my words. 15 minutes a day, just like you'd sit down to do a meditation practice or to do a little work in your garden. Do a little work to unburden yourself from the stuff in your life. See what happens. You know, see how it releases. And like I said before, I am far from perfect. In fact, in just this last trip, when I had to put summer clothes in a suitcase for our month on Long Island, I realized, oh my gosh, I have so many summer clothes. So many, you know? And it felt heavy. But I wasn't ready to get rid of stuff. I wasn't. So I have to go back on our next trip through our stuff. I have to go back and do a little weeding out. So there it is. There it is. The psychology of stuff. Exploring and experimenting with the freedom, the lightness, that spontaneous joy that I felt that day. When I had nothing to fix and sort through or organize, and it was, everything was just perfect in place. It was a glimmer, it was a glimpse, but it's possible for all of us. Thank you so much for listening. I am so enjoying these morning messages, and I hope that you are too. And if they've been helpful, I ask you to leave a review. Leave a review for this podcast or share it with a friend or both. And don't forget to check out the show notes. There's more info there about the work I'm doing with Amari. There's more info there on the mental fitness protocol. You can download that for free, and how to reach out and engage with me. Until next time, my friend, be well.